Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today here on 100 Yards of Football, we go to an NFL player profile, one who has been tabbed the next Art Shell. We go to the house call for Vincent Turner. That means we travel to the 901 in the great city of Memphis where they produce this next subject. Ladies and gentlemen, he was recruited as a blocking tight end back in 2017, redshirting there that fall. That means the University of Memphis, where he was moved from tight end to O-line in the spring of 2018, started all 14 games there at left guard that fall and again in 2019. He was named to the AP 2020 All-Bowl team for his work at right tackle, where he started all games that season. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner prepares to go in on the 6'3", 311-pound pick of the Las Vegas Raiders. Ladies and gentlemen, at guard, it's Dylan Parham from the 901, Memphis, Tennessee, the same hometown as Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. You know what time it is. You know excitement time, because I get excited. Anytime there's something sports-wise dealing with my hometown, today I can pump my chest out. This young man, Dylan Parham, third-round pick of the Las Vegas Raiders, to me, in this past 2022 NFL draft, was the most underrated offensive lineman drafted this year. You're talking about potential. It's nothing can say about this young man. Played 5 years at the University of Memphis. I'm going to tell you how God is in this plan. The young man played high school football at Carrollton High School in Carrollton, Georgia, which is only 26 miles from my house right now, where I'm resident at here in Douglasville, Georgia. He was a three-star recruit. All the major schools didn't want nothing to do with him. He was a tight end. But the University of Memphis made him an offer. He went on a visit, and I know it was over. Because, see, the University of Memphis is going to give you love. And when I look at Dylan Parham, I look at all the great other offensive linemen that played at the University of Memphis that made it in the NFL. Bob Rush, 1976. Harry Schultz, 1964. Jeff Walker, 1987. And Dean Lotz, 1968. When it's all said and done, the young man out of Carrollton, Georgia, is going to probably be the best offensive lineman ever. This came out of the University of Memphis. But this is what I love about the young man. I get my hair cut here in Douglasville, Georgia, at a barber shop. The young man that cuts my hair, his nickname is Slash. He's from Carrollton, Georgia. And about 2 weeks ago, he rant and raved about this young man and what type of football player the Raiders are getting. He knew Mr. Parham when he was 5 years old. And he said, Vincent, one thing about this young man, the moment is not too big. He's a young man who's comfortable in himself as a young man. And a young man that competes at a high level. It doesn't matter where he went. But Slash, my barber, said that he was going to be a star. When you look at this young man's skill set, the versatility, as Mr. Bass brought up in the induction, played right tackle, right guard, and center. The energy, the football man, love to work, athletic, very intelligent. All you got to do is go on YouTube and pull up the interview he did with the Raiders. It was something that when you looked at a young man, you knew polished, educated, and knew what organization he was going to. Experience. I'm going to get to that later. Priorities in line. You know what he said during that Raiders interview that he had with the gentleman on YouTube? He said, hey, my priorities intact. I want to get to Las Vegas and work. I know the Raiders. I know their history under Al Davis. I'm going to get to that later. A natural combo blocker, A+. Leg drive, A+. Hands, A+. The feet, excellent. Play to the whistle. Not a dirty player, but just plays to the whistle. Lateral agility, outstanding. Out in space as a blocker, outstanding. And boy, if you put him in a phone booth, he could work himself out. Put him in a phone booth for anybody, I guarantee you Dylan Parham will win the battle. But this is what I love about him. We always talking about resumes, all these great offensive linemen that came into the league, right, that was in the draft. I didn't hear nobody say this about Dylan Parham, and I get it. Memphis is not a Power Five conference like the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Florida States, the Miamis, the Texas, the USCs. But I never heard nobody bring this stat up. Last year, on 545 called pass plays, at right tackle, Mr. Parham gave up only 2 quarterback hits and no sacks. 545 called pass plays. No sacks. And then I'm looking at coming into the draft, he got a 5th or 6th round grade. Here's a guy that went from tight end and you develop into playing every position on the line of scrimmage. That takes a lot of ability. He plays some center too. He can make line calls. But what I see in Dylan Parham, I see Orange Mound in him. I see South Memphis in him. I see North Memphis in him. I see White Haven in him. I see Bay Hampton in him. I see Beale Street in him. Look at him. He's smiling because he had a good time. His 5 years down there in Memphis and developed into a great offensive line. And he got drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders. Think about this correlation. I'm comparing with Oshel. Oshel came from Maryland Eastern Shore in the 60s. Henry Lawrence from Florida A&M. And the great Gene Upshaw in the 60s from Texas A&I. All of them got something in common with Dylan Parham. A school that didn't get respected. Can he play at the next level? That's all right, though. Dylan Parham is going to show the National Football League, how they play football down in Memphis, just like Art Shell did when he came out of Maryland Eastern Shore, just like when Gene Upshaw came out of Texas A&I, and just like Henry Lawrence did when he came out of Florida A&M. I'm so proud and honored. Tiger Nation, love on this young man. Show him the love and give him respect. He's from Carrollton, Georgia. 26 miles from where I'm from, 50 miles from downtown. Like, give this young man love and respect because he plays football versus Memphis. And he's going to make a name for himself. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to make Memphis proud. When you look at great, great football players, and it's just like our scout Daniel Kelly said, He put his reputation on the line today for a young man out of Clemson, the quarterback, DJ USA. He was better than Trey Lance. Well, I'm going to put my name on the line today. It's not because the young man played at the University of Memphis. Oh, yes, it is. But it's because what he did when he was at Memphis. Started over 50 career games. A four-year starter. Played 545 call pass plays last year. Only two quarterback hits and zero sacks. But when you look at greatness, and it looks like Mr. Parham might be a god, I'm seeing greatness in the lines of Larry Little, Russ Grimm, Will Shears, Mike Munchak, Steve Hutchinson, and John Hanna. Yes, I said John Hanna, University of Alabama, Roll Tide. I think this young man has ability of one day getting a gold coat. I'm going to put my name and my stamp on it because he played at the 901 and because he developed into a football player and didn't nobody give him nothing. And just because he's an impressive, impressive young man. Boy, it's getting better down at the University of Memphis, boy. We talk about their basketball program, but Antonio Gibson, Washington, Tony Pollard, Dallas, Darrell Henderson, the Super Bowl champion Rams, Kevin Austin now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dylan Parham with the Las Vegas Raiders. This young man's a football player. The most underrated offensive lineman going into the 2022 NFL draft. The Las Vegas Raiders, y'all got a good football player. Derek Carr, you're going to be pleased. Devontae Adams, you're going to be pleased. Josh Jacobs, you're going to be pleased.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. All I can say about Dylan Parham, he's going to Sin City, Vegas. All I can say, look alive, 901 Shelby Drive. My brother came up on this, 901 Shelby Drive. Look alive. It's the great Drake. His father was from Memphis. He comes to Memphis three times a year. Dylan Parham, Raider. Look alive, the 901.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.